Well, hello and welcome. You are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, and I am your host today. We are so glad that you joined us. You know, a lot has been going on in the life of music and ministry over the past couple weeks, and part of the reason why we didn't have an episode last week was because of good things and part of a few bad things. But one of the good things is that we are now recognized as a 501c3 not-for-profit organization by the U.S. federal government. We felt like the Lord told us a while ago, this is a ministry and not a business. And that was kind of challenging for us because I'm a business major and, you know, understand the finances of all those things. And so we have endeavored to keep the gospel for free. And so I hope that you are joining us and just know that there's no ulterior motive other than we just want you to fulfill the things that God has called you to do. And we feel like we're supposed to be a voice in that area, helping and encouraging people move forward. Well, on a not so exciting note, one of the things about living here in the South is that we have green grass that grows like crazy. And so living in Colorado, where I did before, if you want green grass, you have to water it and work kind of hard to keep it going. And living here in the South, if you want it to not be green and to grow, you have to work really hard. And there's no sprinklers required, no watering. It just goes. And so we have this gigantic mower because we have quite a bit of land and lawn that has to be mowed. Otherwise, it turns into wilderness within like 6 or 8 months. And so our mower had some issues, had been having a big oil leak over the course of last year, and had it looked at and found out that it was like this $2 part that was behind the flywheel, which is like the innermost inner sanctum of the engine. And so just felt like I should dive into that and try and fix that. Here is the green is starting to bud where we live here, and got in there, had some advice for some friends, and had got my $2 part and got it changed out and was putting things back together, and was trying to put way too much torque on a bolt. So then that bolt, my ratchet ended up slipping off of that, and I ended up cutting my finger open pretty severely and breaking the end of my finger. So that wasn't fun, and ended up having to go to the emergency room for a little while, and then had to wait in the emergency room for quite a while as well. And thankful that it wasn't life-threatening, and that I still have my finger. So my piano days are still ahead of me, and I will eventually be able to type again. So that definitely put an interesting spin on that day and the days here before, but I have all the feeling in my finger, and I'm confident that there's going to be no permanent damage. But, you know, the lesson for today, or just the thought today, in all of this stuff that's been going on, and certainly sitting in the emergency room, you know, what constitutes an emergency is a whole nother thing. And what you mean by that and what other people mean by that drastically depends on who you're talking to. And you may have an emergency, and when you get to the emergency room, they have a different definition of what that is. And so my finger's literally bleeding, I'm in pain, and they're like, you're going to have to sit and wait for a little while. And we ended up actually having to wait quite a while, like 2 hours before we were even taken to a room, which is where we were going to wait some more. But the temptation on the inside is like, look, I'm hurt, I'm in this pain, and I'm frustrated. Why won't you help me? That sometimes as humans, we just totally forget, hey, there's, you know, how many other billions of people there are on this planet. And then specifically in that room right there, there were people that were at the brink of death. And I am, you know, frustrated and challenged by the fact that my finger isn't getting sewn up. You know, I'm not bleeding crazy, and it hurts, but it's not a ridiculous amount of pain. Throughout that whole time of just sitting and waiting and having to think, okay, patience here, patience. And then finally was able at one point to get my mind off of myself and think about what else was going on and the people that I was meeting. And so when we met with the doctor that came in, she was obviously very frustrated, very flustered. And I was like, oh man, like, don't be frustrated and flustered as you're sewing up my finger here. And just came to the realization that she probably had just seen somebody die in another room and now was coming to take care of something that wasn't life-threatening, but certainly important. And so we just began then to pray, and to all the people that were coming into the rooms. Like, we didn't know exactly what was going on, but we could kind of tell that they were more serious or less serious by the different machines that were going on and how much was happening. And so we just prayed and said, Father, Lord, help these people. it just really turned that experience into somewhat of an eye-opener of like how much of that is happening every day. And so I've been thinking about that, and it really has impacted me over the last few days. Certainly, it's that every time I think about my finger and think about what other people are going through, and just thinking, you know, sometimes the things that we're dealing with, while they're frustrating, are an opportunity for ministry in ways that we can't even understand if we're selfish. And so those people on our teams that are annoying to us, you know, there's an element of that where there's some people that maybe are on your team that shouldn't be on your team. And I get that, but it's also an opportunity to minister and to pray for the people that you're in the trenches with and the people that you're around. And we can sometimes be so frustrated with our pastors, with our team members, and even sometimes with the congregation to be like, no, we want this to go well. We want this music to happen. We want it to be streamlined. We want all these things. And because of our humanity and our inherent selfishness, we can sometimes miss the opportunity for ministry. And so today I just want to challenge you and just think, and maybe even just pray for you and just say that, Father, would you open our eyes to the ministry opportunities that are right in front of us? And Lord, help us see how we can be your hands and feet to the people that we come in contact with every day, even the people that aren't maybe necessarily meeting our immediate needs as quickly or as effectively as we would like them to. And maybe those things are even still causing us to hang out in some discomfort or some pain. Just thinking about that journey and thinking about then how many times have I caused frustration with people? How many times have I made people uncomfortable in ways that maybe I could have avoided had I been more mature or been not dealing with other things in my life? And so thankful that they were patient with me. So thankful that they didn't give up on me. Just in the sense of like mentors or just people that are important in your life. And had coffee with a guy just the other day, actually the day before my injury. And he was just talking about how he got saved and who his mentor was. And lo and behold, it was somebody I knew. So all the way from Colorado, we're having coffee in downtown Franklin, Tennessee. And he knows his mentor is somebody that was somewhat of a mentor of mine and certainly a mentor of our worship pastor. What a small world. But that person had such an impact that then years later, we're sitting around a table talking about, man, I was just a dumb kid who didn't know much, but they were willing to let me annoy them a little bit and come in and help shape and mold and affect my life. So I hope you're stirred by that. Hope you're encouraged to be that person and then certainly thankful for the people that have done that in your life. So, hey, if we can do anything for you, be that person in your life, please don't hesitate to let us know. You can just check all of our stuff out at musicandministry.co and send us email at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. Until next week, God bless and have a fantastic week.